Welcome to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Technology changes every job, and with every change comes challenges. Kelly Fuller is the chief of police in Deadwood. His department has been researching the use of body cameras for law enforcement officers. He joins us today to talk about the use of cameras on the street. He's joining us from Deadwood. Kelly Fuller, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you for having me.
So give me an idea for your department when this conversation about body cameras started, and what were some of the very first things you heard your officers saying about them?
We started researching the use of body cameras several months ago. Given today's climate in law enforcement and the technology that's available to us, we had those conversations with our officers, and we started doing the research and tested several different types of cameras along the way until we finally settled on one that everyone was comfortable with.
So when you talk about today's climate for law enforcement officers, can you be more specific of what that means? Are you talking about just technology in general? Are you talking about liability? Where are you going there?
I think both. You look at law enforcement from a national perspective, and I think there's been a lot of criticism of law enforcement recently. Maybe some misconceptions from people about what we're actually doing and stuff. So I think the use of body cameras is only going to help us, educate the public on what we're doing and help with those negative perceptions.
Did you get input from other departments in the state of South Dakota who are using a system now?
Yeah, we talked to some different agencies about the cameras that they were using and what they liked and didn't like about the various systems. We then took that and we contacted several different companies, and they were gracious enough to send us, body cameras for on a trial purpose, so we could try them out in the field and find one that we liked.
How big is your department?
We have 12 full-time officers, and we also supplement those numbers with reserve officers and part-time officers for our special events. So we have another 8 part-time and reserves for a total of 20.
So what is the system that you ended up going with, and roughly how much does it cost?
It's actually from a company based in California. It was started by retired law enforcement officers. It's called Body Cameras by Retired Cops. The system was a final cost of a little over $21,000.
And where does that money come from?
We have we had some money sitting around in a fund from which came about from equitable sharing program with the federal government, and how we obtain that money, it comes from assets that were seized as a result of joint drug investigations with the DEA. We get a percentage of those assets, and then we can use those monies for the purchase of equipment to aid in our department.
So are those local monies coming back to the city of Deadwood, or are they national, federal money?
It was federal money that was seized as a result of joint investigations done here locally.
Oh, okay. So that's an ongoing fund. You continue to put money into that?
Well, if we have investigations that we do in partnership with a federal agency that results in the seizure of assets, yes, that's a program that we're involved in, and yes.
So then how long does a camera system last? Obviously, a police officer might do various things in the line of duty, including running, and do they get damaged? Do they need to be replaced?
Well, as we just initiated the program, it's hard to say. There are instances where they could be damaged. I guess we're just going to have to take that as it comes and see how it goes. So
let's talk about the trial period and okay. What kind of experience your officers had with the different cameras.
It went well. We used them in a variety of situations. Some things to look at with the body cameras is the field of view, obviously, and that's basically how much of the area out in front of you that the camera captures. Some of the cameras have a wider field of view than others. We also looked at, obviously, a lot of our calls for service happen in the nighttime, so you're dealing with low light conditions. Hmm. So we were looking for a camera system that had infrared technology that can, you know, basically see in the dark. That was important to us. And then also the audio quality. A lot of times weather isn't, you know, perfect on a certain night. So, you know, during the wind, if it's windy or snowing or raining, some of that can affect the audio quality. So we were looking at different systems and what type of audio quality they had to fit our needs.
So, and you found the one that worked best, and that's what you went with. Give me an idea of when this is going to be used by the officers themselves. Is it on the whole time? Do they turn it on? How does it get executed?
They're going to turn them on. Basically, they're going to be used when they're dispatched for a call for service, when they're conducting an investigation, during traffic stops, or any time that the officer feels the discretion to activate the camera.
So it's officer choice. They can turn it on when they want to and not when they don't. What's the policy for when they should?
Well, like I said, they shall activate the camera when they're dispatched to a call for service, when they're conducting an investigation, or during a traffic stop.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the people who are being filmed. Let's start with a victim of a crime. If they call to report something, do you have any concerns about victim privacy?
In certain cases, that could be a concern. You know, whenever possible, according to our policy, our officers will inform the individuals that they are being recorded. And then in locations where individuals have a reasonable expectation of privacy, such as their residence, they may decline to be recorded unless that recording is being made in or pursuant to an arrest or search of the residence or the individuals.
Mm. So if you come up on a traffic stop, then you should probably assume that's being recorded. Am I right there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What happens to the video?
The video will be stored. All documented video will be stored in-house here at the police department on a secure server. It can then, if it needs to be used for evidentiary purposes, it'll be available. If not, we'll maintain it for a certain time period as an administrative type file.
So I'm curious too about officer privacy. When you're going throughout your business as a police officer, do you have any concerns that they might say something bad about the chief and it's caught on camera? On a slow night, they might use this to sort of mess with each other. No, not a concern at all.
No. Wow, that's a good question.
Someone's going to listen to it in Deadwood and say, we got to get somebody saying something bad about Chief Kelly on the on the camera to prove to him. No. So concerns about officer privacy at all? Certainly I don't have a camera following me around at work.
Well, like I said, there's certain times when they have to have them activated. You know, most times they won't be activated when they're having conversations with other police personnel or engaged in personal activities or during break time. So, you know, I don't have any worry about that.
So is this an officer safety issue at all? Does this somehow help officers be safer on the streets?
Absolutely. You know, I think I think it's an officer safety issue. I think it'll allow us to more accurately document our contacts with the public during our arrest and during critical incidents. It's going to enhance the accuracy of our officers' reports and testimony in court. I believe it'll also enhance our ability to review probable cause for arrest, officer-citizen interaction, evidence for investigative and prosecutorial purposes, and also it'll provide a training tool. So, for example, if you have an officer that handles a call in an outstanding manner, we can pull that out, use it in a training session to show other officers, you know, what our professional standard is.
So what kind of feedback are you getting from officers about the process overall?
I think it's a positive one. I think in today's world of technology, you know, I've been a law enforcement officer for 20 years, and when I started, we didn't even have in-car video cameras yet, and we were still using Polaroid cameras. So just to say, you know, how long I've been here. But looking forward at the technology available today, I think it's important for any department or manager, whether it's business or a government agency, to remain progressive and to keep up with the technology. And that's what we're doing here. So I think they look upon it favorably. I think it's going to ultimately, it's going to make them safer. It's going to overall increase the level of services that we can provide for our community. And at the same time, I think it's also important to be transparent, because our citizens respect that or expect that, and that's a great, a good thing. So. Mm-hmm.
So this is a duplication of the in-car video? They still have videos in their cars. It's just an extension of that. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
So, you know, as far as the in-car video cameras go, they're only really useful on traffic stops where you have calls for service, where you go into a residence or a building, or other places. That camera's not capturing anything that's not in front of the vehicle. So this will be an extension that we can, you know, we can capture a lot more of our contacts with the public.
So how are they worn? I'm assuming it's on the chest area, or where do they position it on their bodies when they're wearing the camera?
You know, it has a multi-positional clip. It can go on several different places on your body. It can attach to your chest, your jacket, to an epaulette on your shoulder. I wore one the other day. It was my first time, and I'm kind of shorter, so I noticed that I was cutting the tops of people's heads off. So I'm going to have to wear mine a little bit higher than someone who may be not as vertically challenged as I am.
So, and the range, like how wide side from side? Did you say that already, the depth? And how much area in front of the officer is the camera capturing?
It's just like eyeball. I think the width, I think, is 140 degrees on this particular camera. The resolution is incredible. It's almost like watching high-definition television when you're watching a replay of the video. So the technology is amazing.
Do you have to download it later? Does it store it in the camera, or is it going straight to storage?
Well, the camera has the capability of operating for, we run 10-hour shifts here, so it runs for 10 hours. It captures that internal memory on the camera. And then when you come in, we have a docking station. And that also, you plug your camera into the docking station. It automatically downloads that onto a secure server, and then also recharges the camera. So then you just leave it on there overnight. Then the next time the officer comes to work, they take their camera out of the docking station. It's fully charged and ready to go.
Any feedback from the public so far? Have you heard anything from citizens?
I have not. I have not received much feedback at all from the citizens yet. So, like I said, this is really new. We're still just working out a few loose ends here, and we actually haven't deployed them 100% yet, but we hope to do so within the next week or so.
When you do deploy them, is each officer responsible for his or her own camera? Are they sharing them throughout the shifts?
Like no, each officer will have their own camera on the internal stamp that appears on the video screen. Will have the officer's number, so we know exactly which camera goes to which officer, and they'll be responsible for, you know, making sure that the camera is operational and undamaged when they come to work.
And so the next question is, obviously, it's Deadwood. There are a whole lot of people who come to Deadwood. They don't want to be on camera at all. How are you kind of dealing with the fact that, you know, with the range and the quality of footage that you can get, that some people might be uncomfortable that the officers are walking around with essentially a camera on them? What happens in Deadwood stays in Deadwood, right? No?
No, I don't know about that.
No, I'm just having fun with you. No, does anybody have any concerns about the privacy? You haven't heard that from citizens saying we don't really want to be in Deadwood and being filmed.
No, I haven't heard that. And one thing about Deadwood, especially during our special events, there are so many people that are walking around with camera phones and video cameras already. My officers are routinely videotaped on any type of on Main Street for any type of event already. So I don't think people have much of an issue with it.
Kelly Fuller, thank you so much for joining us today on Dakota Midday. We really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.